Space by Brayhead Primary. Once upon a time, there was an astronaut called Alvin Sonic. He lived in Germany and he was 35 years old. Some scientists discovered that the sun was too hot and they needed to catch some of Saturn's ice in a trap to cool it down. They asked Alvin to help. Alvin took off in the spacefire, but there was a problem on the way and he crash landed. Alvin came out of his rocket and looked around. The planet was red and rocky and bumpy, and there was the biggest mountains he'd ever seen. Soon, he met the aliens Zigzag and Zog. Alvin's rocket had a broken wing, and the aliens were going to help him. Or were they? Alvin shared his mission with the three aliens. However, little did he know that for thousands of years, the alien race had been plotting to make the sun hotter and destroy the human race forever. To Alvin, the aliens seemed friendly, but they were going to sabotage his rocket so that he would never be able to complete his mission. Zag was the oldest and most cunning of the three aliens. Zag had a nasty streak and smell that even other aliens were wary of. Zog was born with a kinder side. However, having spent so long with the other two aliens, this was now rarely seen. As Alvin frantically looked around for metal to fix his wing, Zigzag and Zog carefully poked holes in the fuel compartment. They cackled like old witches as they finished the job. Fuel began to leak slowly from the rocket. "The rocket will fly, but it won't be getting to Saturn," whispered Zig with devious delight. Alvin returned triumphantly with the metal to fix the ship, and before long, the ship appeared, ready to move off. The smirking aliens waved goodbye, and Alvin thanked them for their kindness. Flames shot out like dragons as he set off. Some 30 minutes into his flight, Alvin's rocket began to spiral wildly out of control. Alvin wrestled with the control pad. He veered right and left. Nothing seemed to work. Out of the corner of his eye, an emergency evacuation button stared up at him. Alvin pressed the emergency evacuation button and he was evacuated into an escape pod. He pressed the button to contact the International Space Station, or the ISS, but he told them about the giant asteroid and asked them to send a missile to blow it up. A missile was aimed and fired and blew up the asteroid into a million pieces. Alvin was relieved that the asteroid had been destroyed. Meanwhile, on the red planet, Zigzag and Zog were annoyed because their plan wasn't working. They were thinking what they could do next in their quest to destroy the human race. While in the escape pod, Alvin made a secret potion to give the aliens. He flew to the red planet in his escape pod and landed safely. Zigzag and Zog were surprised to see him. They thought the spaceship fire would have crashed. Alvin gave the aliens a drink of the secret potion. He tricked them into thinking it was a special drink from Germany when it was really a secret sleeping potion. The aliens fell asleep immediately. Alvin was pleased with this. Alvin then called the space police, who came straight away in their spaceship. They put Zigzag and Zog into the alien jail. Later, when the police checked the jail, they noticed Zig was missing. How could that have happened? The space police were very puzzled because the jail cell was completely locked. Or was it? The space police went to check if the cell was locked. To their amazement, it was. They stood scratching their heads with a very puzzled expression on their faces. They weren't the brightest bunch and debated amongst themselves for several hours and still couldn't solve the mystery. Zig was indeed cunning. In fact, he was very devious. He had not actually drank the sleeping potion that Alvin had given him earlier. Instead, he slipped it into a secret compartment in his head and pretended to be asleep. When they had been thrown into the jail cell, Zeke had waited for the guards to go and make their cuppa. Slowly and silently, Zeke carefully took the secret potion from inside his head and then proceeded to extend his green, stretchy, slimy right arm and through the red laser bars. He quietly poured the potion into each cup. After a few sips, one by one, each card slumped to the floor. At this point, Zeke turned himself into a slimy puddle and slid under the laser bars. Felt thrilled at the thought of continuing his quest to destroy the human race all by himself. Zeke arrived back on the red planet. As he landed, he could see three figures bouncing towards him. Who could these three figures be? Suddenly, through the haze, Zeke could see them getting closer and closer. Now he knew for sure it was him they were after. As the mist floated away, Zeke began to get very scared because he could now see the figures clearly. He stood petrified, realizing it was Alvin and the Galactic Space Troopers, also known as GST. He knew this was big trouble because GST are Special Force Alien Catchers. Zeke also knew that once captured, no alien has ever escaped from the GST Dust Bowl enclosure on the ice-cold, dark blue dwarf planet Pluto. Just then, Zeke hesitated for a moment, but then he knew he had to think quickly. It would be his only chance to escape. This would be his only chance to escape. He ran as fast as his little slimy green legs would carry him. Could carry him. He jumped and slid down into the huge, dark, damp crater and waited, hoping they did not see where he had vanished to. Zeke's small, gooey heart was pounding so hard that he could not breathe properly. Over the top of the crater, he could see them frantically searching for him. Desperately, Alvin and the GST troopers circled the different craters on their green mega turbo space bouncers. They were waiting for a chance to use their double-sided duct tape machine guns or their fire blaster rockets to capture the evil alien Zeke. After a while, the tallest space trooper noticed some slimy green alien toe paw prints on the rocky ground below. Immediately he alerted Alvin and the short space trooper, and they began to follow their prints. Eventually, the prints led them to the huge crater where Zeke was hiding. They took aim and fired their double-sided duct tape machine guns. The tall space trooper was an excellent aimer and unbelievably knocked Zeke to the ground, covering him in sticky duct tape. Zeke was dazed and unable to move at all. Zeke and the stormtroopers scrambled over to secure their catch. They were so relieved they had caught him and were now feeling so proud they had saved the human race from being destroyed. Or had they? Little did they know that Zeke had phenomenal telekinesis and skills and used them to communicate with his alien friends back home in Fizzquart. Zeke sent a message to fly over in their special UFO 2000 to come and save Zigzag and Zog quickly. The king received Zeke's message and gave orders to the aliens to get into their UFOs. Suddenly, out shot the UFOs from the planet Fizzquart as they hurtled through the galaxy towards Pluto. When the aliens invaded Pluto, they used special powers to turn into humans from Alvin's work and save Zigzag and Zog. Back home in Fizzquart, some of the aliens were making jelly gums with a special ingredient that makes people unconscious. They planned to use these weapons to free their family, Zigzag and Zog. Using their special transportation power, they beamed their friends on Pluto. armed with the weapons they owned, disguised as humans, crept into where Zigzag and Zog were being held and shot everyone with the jiggling jelly gun. Boom! Suddenly everyone dropped to the floor unconscious. Now, Zigzag and Zog could escape from the human prison on Pluto. They flew off to their home planet, Fizzquad, leaving Alvin and the rest behind. Now that Zigzag and Zog were gone, Alvin could get on with solving the problem of the sun being too hot. He decides his only option is to fly to Saturn so he explains the problem to the Galactic Space Troopers, and they say he can borrow their supersonic spacecraft. Alvin quickly settles into the spacecraft and blasts off. He sets the controls for to take him to Saturn. Within a couple of hours, he had reached the icy cold planet. It is so cold, Alvin has to put on his special heated jacket, gloves, and helmet. As Alvin begins to climb down the ladders of his spacecraft, he felt a shiver down his spine. Not because of the cold, but because he has the sensation that something's gonna go very wrong. Alvin feels very uncomfortable, and he looks carefully out onto the planet's surface. He can see the place is swarming with aliens. Alvin has a choice to make. Will he scramble back up the ladders and back into the safety of his spacecraft? Or will he attempt to collect ice the planet Earth desperately needs to cool down the sun? He has no choice. He has come this far. He has faced too many dangers for him to go back empty-handed. Alvin makes the decision he must try to get some ice. Alvin quickly descends the spacecraft and makes a quick sprint to hide behind the spacecraft. He knows he hasn't got long, as the aliens must have seen his spacecraft land. Alvin quickly grabs a chunk of ice, climbs back into the spacecraft, and before he has even built it up, took off. Alvin breathes a sigh of relief. But as he looks at the chunk of ice, and he begins to doubt whether he has enough to do the job. Will it be big enough to cool down the sun? Alvin has his doubts. Alvin wants to fly straight to Earth, but he knows he must first return the spacecraft to the Galactic Space Troopers on the Red Planet. It is not long before he is safely landed. As Alvin is explaining the problem about the ice to the Space Troopers, an idea of how to cool down the sun comes into his head. Alvin quickly asks if they have a shrink gun, one large enough to shrink the sun. The Space Trooper tells Alvin their shrink guns are only small, and he didn't think they had one large enough to complete the job. Alvin is really disappointed, and he begins to worry that he's going to have to return to Saturn to collect more ice. Wait a minute, says one of the other Space Troopers. Why don't we all fire our space guns together? Then we would generate enough power to shrink the sun. They quickly run and collect their shrink guns. They give a spare one to Alvin. One of the Space Troopers explains this will only work if they're careful to fire at the same time. I will count down, he says. 5, 4, 3. Alvin and the Space Troopers raised their shrink guns and aimed at the sun. 2, 1, fire! Shouts the Space Trooper. They all look carefully as the shrink gun rays shoot across the sky towards the sun. Alvin and the Space Troopers shield their eyes as there is a massive glow of bright light. As the glow begins to fade to Alvin's delight, he sees the sun is shrinking. The sun was now so small you could fit into your hand, if you didn't mind burning it, of course. Alvin knew he didn't have long to cool the sun down before it would grow back to normal, so he scrambles into the spacecraft and heads to the sun. As Alvin is getting closer to this now small sun, he loads his ice gun with the chunk of ice he's bought from Saturn. He takes aim and fires. Alvin watches as the surface of the sun is covered with a light covering of ice, just enough to cool it down by a few hundred degrees. He watches as the sun changes from a fiery red to a brilliant yellow in colour. Just at that point, Alvin notices the sun is beginning to grow again, and he turns his spacecraft around and heads back to the Red Planet. Once he lands, he thanks the Galactic Space Troopers, or GST, for all their help and goes to fix his rocket. When he gets there, he finds, much to his delight, that the space troopers have repaired it. Alvin quickly jumps in and heads for home. It is not long before Alvin has safely landed back on Earth, but he has no idea of the welcome that was waiting for him. Everyone cheered as he opened the hatch of the spacecraft. Alvin was indeed the hero who had saved the planet Earth.